into a word of prayer, and then we'll get started.
Amen.
With what God has given to me.
Amen.
My Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you, Father God, for just being my God and being my Father. I thank you, Father, for leading, guiding, and directing me. Oh, Father, the more and more I trust you, the more and more I do trust you. And, Father, I just ask that you allow your word to go out this morning with power. I ask that you be the one to present this word so that your people may get the understanding of what it is that you want them to know. Because, Father, there is power in knowledge when we know something and we know how to act and carry ourselves. So, Father, we just thank you for the opportunity. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. And hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated. I just want to take a moment to thank our pastor, Reverend Pickens, for having a heart to allow us to be able to stand and give you what thus says the Lord. You know, I've been in a lot of churches throughout my lifetime, and you have so many times where people are, I'm just going to use the word selfish, and think that they're the only ones that God can use. But God said he's calling out people all the time to use. Because the thing we have to remember is that not one of us can reach everybody. But collectively, we can all do the work. So I thank you for that heart that you have, Pastor Pickens. And then I want to thank the congregation for being out here this morning. Because, you know, there's so many times that we don't even take time to think about who God is. We get up in the morning, we start doing everything else except focusing on God. So we need to get back to the basics. We need to get back to who we know and what we know. So I just ask that you all pray for me mightily this morning as the word goes out. Reverend Price is going to give you the scriptures and read the scriptures to you, and I'll give you the title and the points of that lesson this morning.
Amen. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Our scripture reading this morning will be coming from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. I'll give you a minute to get there. Again, that's Romans 6, verses 1 through 11. When you have it, say amen. And the scriptures read, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But for the life that he lives to God.
Amen.
Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Amen.
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 Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen.
My topic today is dead to sin, alive to God.
Amen.
And the three points that we're going to look at is dead to sin, raised to life and alive in God. Now, this morning when I began to study this passage and I began to do a deep study on it, and you know how sometimes you read something over and over and over and it never really hit home to you. But as I began to read this particular passage, it tells a story. It lays out a pattern of who God is. Now, when you look at this first verse, it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abide?" Now, I read that before, and it just kind of hopped over my head. But this time when I read it, I understood that what Paul was teaching here was letting us know that we were saved by grace.
Amen.
We didn't have to do anything for this. We were saved through grace by God, through Jesus Christ on the cross. And so what he's letting us know is that although grace has come out, and grace has overshadowed and overtaken the sin, he's asking this question, which you already knew the answer to. He's wanting to know, should we continue to live in this sin because grace has come in and did what it's supposed to do? But see, what we will do is we will assume that because I'm saved by grace, that it's okay to continue to sin. It's okay for me to continue to live the life that I lived before. But see, what Paul is letting us know here, that we have to keep our eyes on this cross.
Yes.
When Jesus went to this cross, Jesus did more than just die on that cross. See, sometimes we forget that. We think that Jesus went to the cross and he died on the cross, and that's the end of it. But see, that was a symbolic thing that was happening on that cross. See, what we have to realize as believers, those of us who have professed that we know Christ, we have to know we hung on that cross with him.
Amen.
We were on that, and until we get to the point to understand that we are on that cross, we were on that cross with Jesus, and that our sins died with him on that cross, until we understand that and connect it and realize that we're all a part of this, then we'll have that separation. The Spirit can never come in and combine us or bring us together to know that Jesus did something powerful on that cross. Our sins died on that cross. We're hanging. Can you see yourself hanging on that cross with Jesus? See, until you can see yourself hanging on that cross with Jesus, then this walk means nothing to any of us. But once we realize that I am hanging on that cross with Jesus because he died for me and he died for my sins, we don't understand the whole picture.
Yeah.
And then it says, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin? So he's telling us when Jesus was on that cross and we hanging on that cross with him, we died to this sin. We died to it. That means no more. He said live any longer in it. So he's saying we're dead to it, so we shouldn't live any longer in it. He said, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus was baptized into his death? Now, when you think about that, when you come into the knowledge of Christ, it talks all the time about baptism. It talks about two baptisms. It talks about the baptism of water, which we know when we get baptized with water, that's a representation that we are accepting Christ as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Then there's another baptism that we can only receive from Jesus Christ himself.
And that baptism is the baptism
of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And once we receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, then we're able to go a little bit further. We're able to work and do the work, and we're able to die to sin. And then he tells us, he said, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism unto death. That just as Christ was risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. Now look at this.
Amen.
We were crucified on the cross with him. I'm identifying with that, okay? Now it's telling me that I was buried with Christ. So what that's telling me is that I went into the grave with Christ. All of this that I had, all of my beings, all of this went into the grave with Christ. I'm in the grave with Christ. I'm there. My sin is there with Christ. It is dead in him. So what that tells me is that when he says when Christ rose, yeah. then I rose with him.
Yeah, but guess what?
When I died to sin and I was buried in my sin, my sin was left in that grave. So when I got up with the newness of life in Christ. Now, until we understand that we can only have that newness of life in Jesus Christ and understand the full victory, the full victory of that cross. So we can live this life, is what he's telling us. We can live this life without sin. But the question is, what do we choose to do? Do we choose to walk in the newness of life, or do we continue to walk in that old life? But God is telling us, you're dead to that. It's no more. I have power over that. It's no more. So you don't have to live like that anymore. You don't have to live to that anymore. I want you to rise with me, he said. I want you to rise with me in the newness of life. I want you to walk with me in the newness of life. I want you to understand that I died and I left you something. I left you the Holy Spirit. Because you cannot do this by yourself. But through me, through me, you can do all things. Through me, you can walk in the newness of life. Because Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. He paid it all. So verse 5 tells us, he says, but if we have been united together in the likeness of his death. See, that's how we become united. That's how we become together. That's how we become one people. When we understand the fullness of what happened on that cross. He says, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. So we got to be like Jesus. When he rose, he didn't bring any of that old stuff with him. He brought the newness of life. He said, now knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. We got to know this, people. We got to know that old sinful man was crucified on that cross with Jesus Christ. And when he raised, he gave us an opportunity to walk in that new man in the newness of life. He said that the body of sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. We don't have to be slaves to sin anymore. Jesus took it away. He took that away. So let us find ourselves walking in the newness of life. Let us find ourselves doing what Jesus told us to do. We no longer have to walk in that sinful life. He said, for he who has died has been freed from sin. See, this is important. Until we realize that we have died with Christ and really know that in our hearts that we have died with Christ, then if we don't know that, we are not free from that sin. But we have to understand that we died with Christ. And when we died with Christ, we died to the sin also. Because Jesus did it all.
Thank you, Lord.
He paid the price for us. He did it all. He took the work out of it. He did it. He did it all. He did it all for us. He said, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. If you understand that you died with Christ, then you understand that you live with him. We cannot live this life without Christ. We cannot. We can fool ourselves. We can go around thinking we're doing good. We can think that. But until we realize that I died with Christ, I rose with Christ. Now I need him every day of my life to be able to live this life, to be able to go through this life. I need Jesus Christ. Because now I am alive in him.
Yeah.
It didn't say anything in here about alive in yourself, alive in your flesh. Yeah. It said alive in Jesus Christ. So that tells me we can't do nothing without Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He said, knowing that Christ has been raised from the dead.
Yeah.
Died no more. Yeah. He died. Jesus died once.
Yeah.
One time. So stop trying to put him back on the cross and put him back in the grave. He is risen.
Amen.
And when he rose, he should have rose in your life.
Amen.
And your life should now be different.
Yeah.
And if your life is not different, then you are a liar and the truth is not in you. Because Amen. That means you have not truly accepted Christ.
Amen. Amen.
If you're still walking in that old life.
Yeah, Lord.
He says, for the death that he died, he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives, he lives to God.
Yeah.
See, this life now that we're living shouldn't be for us.
Yeah.
Not for our glory. Yeah. Not for the things that we want.
Yeah.
But this life should be to the glory of God.
Amen.
To give glory out of our lives in everything we do.
Hallelujah.
Your parents used to tell you, whatever you do, do it well.
Yeah.
This is what God is telling us. When we're representing him, we must do it well.
Yeah.
We must represent him with the fullness of life.
We must represent him
the way he showed us through Jesus Christ.
What that means
is putting him first in everything. We put him first in everything because why? He is now alive in me.
Yeah.
And my only role and responsibility is to give to him what he's expecting from me.
Yeah.
And that is so that we can walk right. That is so that we can live right. That's so we can stop making excuses for the sinful nature that we continue to want to walk in and tell people the devil made me do it.
That's a lie and the truth
is not in you. Because Jesus said that we are dead to sin.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can go back to that is that you choose to.
Amen.
So I ask you today,
choose
to live in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Choose for him to be alive in your life.
Yeah.
Because if he's alive in your life, he's going to lead you. He's going to direct you. He's going to guide you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to correct you. All these things that he will do and will keep you from walking in that sinful life.
Amen.
He said, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God and Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah.
So, church, I leave this with you. Those who died on the cross with Jesus and raised and went to the grave with Jesus and rose from the dead with Jesus to newness of life. We have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to show a dying world that you can live a sin-free life.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Orville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."